So today I'm talking to Polly Steppenmoore. You're co-founder of Restore the Music, along with Gordon Singer, who I believe is a partner in an investment management firm. I understand you're going to be involved in a concert at a very special Christmas carol service on Friday this week with one of the schools I think you support. Is that correct?
It's actually two of the schools.
Can you tell me a little bit about Restore the Music, which I believe received charitable status in 2017?
Yes, that's right. So Restore the Music was founded to and set up in order to address the inequity in funding for music provision, specifically in state primary and secondary schools in areas of high socioeconomic deprivation. What that means is that schools who have levels of free school meals of approximately 50 to 60%. Some of our schools, particularly in the north, we're in London primarily, but also Birmingham, Manchester, and Newcastle, where we see free school meal percentages go up to 90, 95%. So we are very much targeting an area of society where lack of funding is a real problem and an obstacle to opportunity and pathways for young people.
Did you come from a music background yourself, which prompted you to set it up?
Well, I did have a very musical background until I was 18. I learned clarinet, piano, and music theory up to diploma level. But then actually I went to university and didn't touch music again. And I had a initial career as a commodity broker. And it was about 10 years ago when my co-founder said, actually funding situation for music education in our schools is completely different to how it was when we were growing up. And at that point, by that point, retired and I had 4-year-old twins. And I just thought, oh my, this is my opportunity. I understand this landscape. I understand the language of music. I care deeply about young people and their futures. And I can do something about this. I can see what needs to be done, how to set it up, how to get going. And then let's see. And that's It really was literally overnight. That's how it happened.
It sounds like quite a light bulb moment when you realize what was needed and what skills you had to help those needs.
It's exactly that. It was a light bulb moment. And I think it's actually not until all this time later that I've really truly understood what a music education has taught me. Mentally, in particular, as well as just in life and everything about self-confidence and leadership and teamwork your identity and voice and all of that, but actually the mental skills of learning music are little known, not spoken about enough, and they are precisely what we need in this day and age where young people are going to be tackling the most extraordinary sized problems, and conflicts that they need to find resolutions for, challenges they need to find solutions for, the craziest of puzzles and huge, huge issues. And they need to have a skill set that is not being taught through the classroom with, English and math. It's completely different. You need to be able to look at a complex problem and understand how to break it down and separate it out into the different factors and then rebuild it once you've addressed each factor. And it's approaches like that that you learn simply by sitting in an ensemble group and listening to your fellows and decoding this language, the language of music. But it could be anything.
Yeah, it's an absolutely wonderful skill, music, because as you said, it encompasses everything and it takes
Yes.
children beyond just the narrow corridors and curriculum into using their talents in other areas, doesn't it? How are you actually funded?
Through private donations, from foundations, individuals, philanthropists. We don't receive any state funding. It's primarily me as the chief fundraiser, and people and organizations, and like I said, foundations who absolutely understand that music education has to be a priority for the next generation. And that's not just because we need our young people to have that skill set. In terms of social mobility, social impact intervention, Restore the Music is the one charity that is offering our young people who are growing up, as I say, in areas of high deprivation, high poverty, with very little access to pathways and opportunities. It's offering them an opportunity to change that landscape, to change their future, to give them a route to something completely different. I've seen the impact of the Restore the Music funding over the past 5 years in our schools, and it is not only significant, but it's significant from day one. So what we would hope for that from our grants to schools, and they range from £10,000 for primaries up to £20,000 for secondaries. And this is entirely a resource-based funding program. So it's the money is restricted to being spent on equipment, musical equipment, which is unheard of. No one offers you money for music equipment. And the aim is not to produce gifted and talented musicians and the next, I don't know, Sam Fender or Ed Sheeran or whoever you may care to mention of the future. It's funding for all young people, for all music, all young people across the country, so that they get to understand the language and the power of music. And that will take them wherever it takes them. That's the point, is not their destination for us as a musician. It's giving them a vehicle to enable them to get to wherever it is they want to go. So, for example, a couple of young people who are now in their final year at sixth form, as a result of all the funding that they've enjoyed through their school music department and the access to equipment, they're now going down the route of wanting to become sound engineers. It's a career that would never in a million years have been open to them, simply because their school wouldn't have had the equipment to for them to learn about it and to learn the skills and understand what exactly sound engineer, sound technician, what they do. So it's about introducing young people to a whole industry, a whole world, and everything within it, not simply the joy of being a musician.
Okay, well, let's move on to this concert. It's going to be performed outside Westminster Abbey on Friday, this coming Friday, the 6th of December. Two of the schools under your wing are going to be performing. Can you tell me about the two schools?
Yes, absolutely. They're the most brilliant schools. So we have Harris City Academy Crystal Palace with their steel pans. There's 12 of them, £2 each. So the minibus, which is transporting them, is going to be packed with steel pan, 25 steel pans. And they're brilliant. And they're going to be doing a whole range of Christmas songs that everybody can sing along to. And the great thing about steel pans, I don't know if you've ever seen a band playing, but it takes so much physical energy to play the pans that you watch the kids and they're literally bouncing across the stage, and that you can't help but be sort of pulled into this feeling of sheer joy and uplifting performance. It's absolutely brilliant. You watch the kids' faces and they're just alive and grinning from ear to ear and totally absorbed, 100%, from head to toe, in the rhythm of the music that they're playing, because obviously it requires the whole body to create this sound. And then the other school that I'm absolutely thrilled are going to be performing is Harris Academy Greenwich. Harris Academy Greenwich, it's an older group. It's a bunch of students in their final year of A levels. They are fantastically talented. They've enjoyed the benefits of Restore the Music funding pretty much since they started in year seven. And they're an extraordinary group of individuals. They call themselves a jazz band. It's not a jazz band as in a trad jazz or what you might instantly think of. They're a fantastic range of guitarists, beautiful female vocalist, incredibly talented keyboard player, and a couple of drummers. And so they're going to be doing sort of a slightly more laid back style of carols and jazz. And they are, I mean, if you can get there and just to stand on the pavement and hear them, I would desperately implore you to do so because they are phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. And actually, they are one of the schools that has demonstrated that Restore the Music funding, the impact of Restore the Music funding, is actually reversing the trend in the decline nationally in the take up of music GCSE, which is, I think it's down about 12% now, nationwide, the number of young people taking music GCSE. Harris Federation will tell you that they've had their uptake of music GCSE has actually gone up 32%, and they attribute that 100% to the impact of Restore the Music funding, because the kids are walking into school, they are walking into departments which are filled with kit. Proper kit. I've walked into schools to interview them to become an applicant for the grant program, and they've got one drum kit with holes in. They've got a piano where the black keys are bashed down into the white keys. And it doesn't stop the kids playing, but it's impossible to believe that you can inspire anybody with music when there's just simply no resource in the department, and what's there is decrepit and falling apart. I've walked into a school which actually had nothing. Literally nothing. The cupboards were bare, and the teacher was using his, one of those clickable ballpoint pens to click out a rhythm to the class. They then had to tap it back out on their desk, and then he would make them empty their pockets, and with whatever they had in their pocket, bit of tissue, whatever it was, they had to find a way of making a sound out of that thing that was in their pocket. It was ingenious, but it was tragic.
That's an amazing story. So the concert itself is actually the Princess of Wales Christmas Carol concert. How exciting is that for the children? Do you think they'll get to, will Kate be there?
I believe that she absolutely will be there. This is, I'm told, this is one of her most precious moments of the year. I'm told that, and I can well believe that that would be true. Just simply being involved in it for the first time this year has been so incredible. Everybody involved are so kind, so thoughtful, so. Just, thinking everything through from every angle to make sure that our young people, the Restore the Music students, are properly looked after. Every single second we've talked through each step, the placing, where they're standing, where they're sitting, where they'll be eating, what do we do if it rains, how will the queue be managed as they file past the kids to make sure that the kids get maximum showcase opportunity. And oh my goodness, I when they were told that they were going to be performing and what what this opportunity actually was, they literally went berserk. How could you not? It has to be literally the most exciting thing ever. And we're so proud, we're so grateful to have been given this opportunity. It's unheard of. It's never happened to us before, and it's absolutely right that an event that's all about championing all the people on the ground of a lot of the charities who the Royal Foundation support, that they've used this opportunity to showcase these incredible young people, knowing what it will mean for them to be, out there and performing in front of everybody, and not to mention television cameras and what have you. And just to give them that opportunity just goes to show how carefully, everybody behind the scenes is thinking about what else can we do to really make use of this opportunity and offer it to those who, we really want to be able to enjoy this moment with us. So we're really grateful. And, the fact that they came to Restore the Music and asked us to present the performances and to identify performances that would fit best within the space of the actual performance area. It's a real honor. It's some of it's been quite challenging, particularly with the weather, but it's absolutely thrilling. We are the UK, and we're representing in this performance every single one of the students who is a beneficiary of Restore the Music, and we are very, very proud of all of them.
Thank you, Polly. Can you tell me? I understand it's going to be televised, so when can people see this concert?
I believe it's ITV1 and ITVX on Christmas Eve. It'll be broadcast as part of Royal Carols Together at Christmas, which is a special programme they're airing. And the broadcast will feature three special films which bring to life the stories of people and organisations who have inspired, counselled, and comforted others in their times of need.
I'll leave you with one more question. Radio Jackie is a 24-hour music station, so we understand, and our listeners understand, the importance of music in your lives. How would you put into a couple of words how important music is in life? You've already explained it, but if you can just summarize it in a couple of sentences, that would be wonderful.
Music is the heartbeat of life. It runs through everything. And it is both a narrative and a supporting part in the performance of our daily lives.
That's perfect, Polly. Thank you. I hope you and the schools and the children all have the most amazing time up at Westminster Abbey. And I'll be sure, and I'm sure all our listeners will be sure to listen in. Thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie this afternoon to speak to me. It's been very enlightening and very encouraging about how music is being brought by yourselves into our schools. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Jackie, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk to your listeners about Restore the Music and about this very special concert. It's very, very exciting. So thank you for having me.
And just quickly, if our listeners wanted to get involved, help funding, how can they do that?
Ah, that's a very good question. We are participating in the Big Give Christmas Challenge, which is an online 7-day match funding campaign running from midday tomorrow, the 3rd of December, until midday on the 10th of December. I would urge, beg, plead you to go to the Big Give website where you can find Restore the Music and make your pledge, your donation through the Big Give platform. If you want to know more about us, please follow us on at RT Music UK, and all details, including our own donate site, is also on our website, which is restorethemusicuk.com. Go and have a look, and any questions, please feel free to email us directly.
Will do. Thanks again, Polly. Have a good afternoon. Bye for now.
Bye bye.
Bye.